Looks like the government might be changing their mind on repealing the so-called Hobbit law. One of the first announcements they made, of course, was the deal done over the Hobbit movies around the studio's ability to hire local workers needed reversing to allow everyone to bargain collectively. Now, Workplace Relations Minister Ian Lees-Galloway is with us on this, and he's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So you've been having a word with what, the union, and you're reviewing your situation?
Well, actually, I've had really constructive conversations with not just the Actors Equity Union, but Screen Industry Guild and producers and a variety of people in the film and television sector. Our commitment that we made in the election campaign was to restore the right to bargain collectively for workers in the film and television industry. Now, I think people sort of made an assumption that that was just going to be a direct repeal of the current legislation. There was a little bit of perhaps, you know, slightly misleading media coverage of it in the first couple of days of the new government. We are still committed to restoring the right to bargain collectively, but what we're committing to today is working very closely with all the industry players to come up with a framework that works for their industry and gives them certainty.
Good, because my great concern in it was I was worried you were driven by ideology, and there were many people in the industry who actually argue that the rule is a good rule, and the reality is there's a lot of movies who come to the country and a lot of money and a lot of jobs. And what do you want, jobs or do you want ideology?
Yeah, so look, there's a lot of people have said that, you know, the current situation is working for them in that, you know, most people working in the industry are contractors and that is the way that the industry works. Now, what we've never said is that we want to dictate to people what type of employment arrangement they have. If they're happy being contractors, if they're happy with the status quo, then that's absolutely fine by us. What we want to restore is the right to have the choice between being a contractor, being an employee, or at least having the ability to bargain collectively. Because, yeah, that is a right that should be afforded to all New Zealand workers. Mm-hmm. We've signed up to international labour conventions that ensure that right. And that legislation at the moment is in breach of that. So we believe in restoring the right, but we reckon, and I'm extremely confident after the very constructive conversations I've had with people over the last couple of weeks, that if we work together, we will find a framework that works for everybody.
Would you concede that we are in the weaker position, given that the international film community simply come to a country like New Zealand, go, give us your best deal, and if you don't give us a good enough one, we're off to Canada, off to India, off to Ireland, pick a country?
Well, look, actually, in terms of labour rights, you know, there's plenty of other countries that you know, these big film production companies work in that have more stringent labour rights than we have in New Zealand. But, you know, they still get plenty of films being made in those countries. Yeah, there's a variety of factors. It's around the kinds of incentives that are in place in New Zealand, you know, the scenery that they're working with in New Zealand, the quality of our film crew and our actors. And we are very highly regarded for the quality of our film crew. We have very skilled and able people here in New Zealand, so that's attractive too.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we have to. Yeah, we have to. Yeah, that's why we're working with everybody to build this framework that does give certainty, that does work in the best interests of the industry. But I think there's a lot more to attracting those films to New Zealand than just looking at our labour laws.
Good one. Have you seen David Clarke, by the way?
Have I seen him? I do see him around, yes.
Does he look any busier than you are? Does he look frantic?
I think that's the default position for a Minister of Health.
Is that what it is? So they go, I'm just having a great deal of trouble getting him on the program. He's the only minister who's not coming on the program, and he's claiming he's too busy.
Well, Minister of Health, regardless of what government you're in, is an incredibly busy position.
All right, good on you. Nice to talk with you, Ian. Appreciate your time. Ian Lees-Galloway, one of a number of Labour ministers who has found it appropriate to come on the program, and I cite Mr. Dern, Mr. Robertson, Mr. Parker, times two, Mr. Hipkins, Mr. Shaw, but Mr. D. Clark has been able to send us a message this morning. It's simply the minister is very busy in his new role, so it's balancing a large volume of media requests with his work as the health minister. We think next week will be easier to fit in an interview.
How do they go about writing a message in that tone of voice?
Might have been a bit of poetic license there.